Hello. Hello. Hello.
Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew, is it better now?
So far.
Okay, fingers crossed. Okay, so yes, you were telling me about your app idea. Oh, so I was telling you about our charges, about the maintenance and development, right?
Right.
Okay. Yes, sir. So, our maintenance fee is 2% of the total cost that we charge our clients at the time of we are giving them the proposal. Okay? And
I don't understand. 2% of what?
of the total cost of the development. If we are developing an application for our clients, okay, 2% is
For
the
if we're developing an app for your clients?
No. If we are
No.
developing an application for you,
Right.
our maintenance cost is 2% of the total cost that we
Got it.
charge you guys quarterly. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And
Now,
if I, yes, sir.
go ahead.
And if I have to quote you about the maintenance charges of the application which is already developed, then I have to have a look at it. Okay, I have to run down our SQA and testing and everything that if we need to help you guys out in developing something which is missed in somewhere in between, or if the application is all good and we have seen all the functions and features of the application, and then I will be able to provide you a maintenance cost. Okay, we will be able to charge you this much of the amount. Okay, and we will bill you quarterly for that.
Okay.
Okay, so do you know like what on what platform and language the application was developed?
I don't.
Okay. So this was a
So
subscription-based
I will
model.
I'm gonna reach out to them to find out all of that information. So if you wanna shoot me a bunch of questions, I'll get them answered.
Perfect. Perfect. You give me like about 5 minutes, okay? And I'll
Okay.
drop you an email with all the questions you can ask them that I will need to find out about the languages and the functions they and the features they use, softwares they use for the design. Okay, for the did they guys give you an admin panel to manage your application?
They give us a what? Yes, they did. That's what I can log into.
Okay, that's an admin
So like
panel.
I can update telephone numbers and people's names and stuff like that.
You can manage all
And get
your users.
reports.
You can get reports. You can
Yes.
always manage push notifications from admin panel. You can manage all the users. You can edit the information within the application using the admin panel. There are a lot of rights which you will have if you have your own application under your own license and name.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll do one thing. If you can tell me the name of your business, okay, I can actually create an Appflow document. What I think that you will need in your application and your super admin panel, okay? And I will also send you questions which you can always ask to your ex-developers which have developed the application which is not available right now on app stores. So what was the reason actually? You told me that you actually got the application under your name, but why it has to come down from the app store then?
People have to download it onto their phones.
Yes, people have to download the application on their phones, but they have to do it using the Google Play option or iOS App Store option, right?
Correct.
And they have removed it from the App Stores and Google Play.
That is correct. I mean, if not they didn't. I mean, the license expired. It was a 5-year license or something like that.
Oh, okay. So you can always renew the license. You can ask
It's
them to.
under the original building developer's name, and they don't know who can has the authority to assign it or transfer it, because it's they develop many buildings, so it's very difficult for them to take that out of their I don't know why they couldn't do it, but they couldn't.
Well, for me, if I'm managing a company, I have to store all the data, and I have to put it down under some codes like name, a general registration number, or whatever it is, so I can follow through it and I can pull out a file if I need it in the future. So everything is trackable in this. If we are like living in this century, everything is trackable, and one should do it if they have all these technologies running around them. So I don't see their excuse very valid right now, but let's see. I'll ask some information from your end. You can ask that information from the developers. If they can provide us that information, I might be able to pull out something for you.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Because technology is like, it can do wonders. I might be able to track down the person who have the license under the name, and we can make contact with him, and he might be able to help us out.
Okay.
Okay. So let's do this. Let me send you an email. Okay. And if you can probably tell me the name of the application, I might be able to get something from the internet in regards to that application, maybe an image or something. Maybe I am able to contact a user who already has this application.
You can't contact any of the users, because the users are residents of the building.
Yeah, that's fine with me. If they have the application, I might get a contact of them. Let's see. I'm trying to help you out. It's nothing that if you don't want me to, I won't do it.
Right. So this is this app is restricted to only residents of the building.
Okay.
So it's a very limited audience.
I understand.
It's not welcome to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So
I understand it.
All right. Yes. But yeah, it's called Echo Brickle. ECHO Brickle, BRICKELL.
Yes. And that's the domain name of your email, right?
Correct.
Echo Brickle, Miami Condo. Echo Brickle Rentals. Okay. Let me do my research, and I'll send you some questions which you can share with the developers, and hopefully they can answer it and we can get some hold of our application.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for your time, Mr. Andrew. Just wait for my email. Just give me 5 to 10 minutes and I'll try to get something over to your email.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.